It's like trying to eat a small baby with your hands.
You are listening to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. This episode was recorded August 12th, 2023, and published September 30th, 2023. Welcome to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. The question of the day is, what is your favorite article of clothing? I'm Kevin. My favorite article of clothing is these blue jeans that I'm wearing right now.
This is Jacob, and my favorite article of clothing right now is a baseball cap that I have that is Nike Dry Fit with Analytics branding on it.
This is Alexander, and my favorite article of clothing right now is a pair of sweatpants that have Red Wings logoing on them.
I'm Lucas, and I recently upped my underwear game. My favorite article of clothing is 32 degree cool underwear. It's amazing.
32 degrees is very cold for underwear.
Well, Celsius.
That would be very, very hot for underwear.
Either way, it's bad.
The thighs if you were wearing that kind of underwear. Like big time.
And this is from the guy that normal went body through temperature, airport right? security and got
had hot thighs.
Hot thighs.
I was expecting you to transition that into a Me Undies advertisement.
Oh, that would be great.
They are not sponsoring this episode.
But it could be.
It could be.
If you know a guy who knows a guy.
Advertisement at itsnotrealmagic.com.
That would be sweet. Like, we don't even need money. We just want free merch. Like, I'd do anything for free merch.
Well, in this case, the merch would be underwear.
That's fine.
Okay. But you have to
start my underwear game. That'd be great.
Oh, you're saying we would plug them on the show and get free merch?
Yes.
And
yes.
Okay.
No money changes hands.
I was thinking, are they just going to send us free merch and we don't say anything about them? It doesn't work that way.
I mean, if they're willing to, I'm also okay with that.
It's true.
And so, anything works for me.
So, Kevin, what makes your blue jeans so daggone good?
Okay, the reason that these are my favorite is, one, during the week, I'm wearing slacks. And on Sunday, I'm wearing slacks. And so during the happy days, I wear blue jeans. The other thing is, these blue jeans, I earned the right to fit into these blue jeans, and therefore they are treasured. And also, these are the only blue jeans that I have that, like, fit me comfortably. And so it's like, if I'm wearing comfortable pants, these are the ones that I'm wearing.
Nice.
Jacob, you can explain your hat?
The hat... It was purchased through our company store, which is at a reduced rate. And the fact that it's like a Nike Dry Fit, like it's very good material and it stays very cool. And I have to wear a hat because I don't want to crisp the top of my head with my bald noggin. And so it protects me. It's cool. It's comfortable. And it's stylish. And so currently that's I'm sure in a few months I won't care.
What color is it?
Navy, I think.
Oh, nice.
But you have like a Detroit Red Wings cap on the table next to you, right?
I do, because I went for a run this morning in the Nike Dry Fit cap, and I soaked that thing in sweat. So it is in the washer.
So where does the dry fit part come in?
It's breathable. Like, if I put a hat on my head in the summer, like, you get hot. Like, you get more hot than if you didn't have a hat on.
It's true.
I feel like this hat... the amount of temperature you increase is very small.
Okay.
Like, you stay cool even though you've got a hat on.
Much like 32 degree cool underwear, the sponsor of this episode.
Not a sponsor.
For me, my love of the Red Wings and my love of comfortable fat man round the house clothing came together in a pair of sweatpants.
It's fantastic. I do feel like every time I'm over to you over at your place or in any sort of casual situation with you, you are wearing those sweatpants.
See, yes. I was going to go with the camo sweatpants.
Camo sweatpants.
You've got camo pants.
I have a baggy pair of camo pants that, that's a whole nother emotional topic to talk about.
But they don't say Red Wings on them, so they can't be the favorite.
They don't. But like, growing up, I always wanted camo pants, but
camo pants.
I was never big enough to get the ones at Max 10. And by the time I was big enough to get them, they didn't have them anymore. And so I went my whole childhood wanting camo pants and never having camo pants.
What a thing to want.
So your midlife crisis was purchasing a pair of camo pants.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure where they came from, to be honest. I don't know if they were like a hand-me-down for something else or a garage sale pickup.
Did you find them at Goodwill? Salvation Army?
I honestly don't know how I acquired these pants. 100%, I have no idea.
It is a miracle.
But they're more like a Realtree camo, so they're not like a military camo. And I kind of always wanted the military camo growing up, like the really blotchy, like three or four.
Right, like the pre-digital camo.
Yes, yes, like old school camo. But oh well.
Lucas, should we move on to the next question?
Or do you want to share more about your...
Yes, I have spoken. We shall move on.
Hold on, hold on. I just want to know, how expensive is the fancy underwear?
I don't know. My wife bought them. Yeah, it's... I know it's not super cheap, but it's worth it.
What material are they made out of?
They're like slippery and nice.
But what material are they made out of?
Like, are we talking silk?
No, they're polyester. Silk. I don't know. There's some kind of polyester micromodal.
Would you like to step away from the microphone and just check for us?
Super
real quick?
Duper. I don't know. They're just comfortable. They just feel good. Okay. And they do keep things cool.
That's good. That's... keeping things cool is kind of a theme, and then also keeping things warm is kind of a theme. Because like I like, you know, warm sweatpants, and you guys are like, I need a cool head and a cool body area. Anyway.
I'm just happy to have things that fit, man. I'm easy to please.
Well then, with that, let's move on to another topic. So the question came up this week between a couple coworkers, and one that I said, you know what? I think we can find an answer on my brother's podcast this weekend. So here's the question. At what point does a taco become a burrito or a burrito become a taco? What differentiates the two? And to be clear, we are talking about a soft shell taco. So in a soft tortilla and what you would think of as a burrito.
I think there's many different factors.
Okay.
We could go into.
We should.
I'll start with the first one. Size.
Okay. Size matters. To the rest of the room?
I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
Did you tell these coworkers we'd be discussing this on your podcast this weekend? Because if so, they know me way better than most people already.
I may have mentioned it.
Hi, guys. So, I'm gonna say fold. The fold matters. If you're making a tube or if you're making a half moon.
Mm-hmm. So if you have the exact same toppings of both of them, but you just fold it up differently, one is a burrito and one is a taco.
I'm saying it's a factor.
Well, that's okay. A fact. Size is a factor. Fold is a factor. Ingredients is a factor.
Yep.
You don't put rice in a taco. That's weird. Rice in a burrito.
Whoa. At what point are we talking about fajitas?
That's off the table.
That's totally off the table because like for fajitas, you'd have to be putting in like the fajita veggies or like the fajita mix chicken or something like that. Something you're putting into it literally says fajita.
I suppose.
Or is branded as fajita.
Well, if I buy bell peppers and onions and cut them up and saute them, nobody branded anything as fajita.
No, but there's standard like fajita seasoning that would typically go in that. And if you're making homemade fajitas, well, you know where the line is because you're making the fajitas, calling it a fajita.
Okay, we can take it off the table. That's fine.
Okay.
The other factor for me in differentiating between a burrito and a taco, and I don't know how to put this eloquently, so I'm going to put this uneloquently, is like the focus or the role of the filling, not just the ingredients.
Explain.
So when I think burrito, I think of something where it's like the tortilla is the package for the burrito filling, and as a taco, the tortilla is part of the taco itself.
Okay.
Because you can get a burrito bowl where you remove the shell and you still get a full meal.
Yeah, that's true.
But you don't do a taco bowl.
No. You can do a taco salad.
Taco salad.
But you'll usually put a burrito salad. But you're saying if you're doing a taco salad, you're usually putting chips on it, right?
In it or dipping.
Because otherwise it's weird. I'm anti-taco salad.
Let's not do that.
We'll get into that in a future episode.
Yeah. So to me, it's like, yes, a burrito has a tortilla in the same way that a taco does, but it's a matter of focus or perspective, which is a very difficult quantity to... or a difficult quality to quantify with food, because it's like, yeah, but you're not actually changing anything about the physical matter of it. But when I'm eating this, I'm expecting a different experience.
Okay.
I think I've narrowed this down in my head. For me, there are three key factors. One is the fold. If it's a half moon, that's probably a taco. If it's rolled up, that's probably a burrito. Two, not the presence of beans, but the quantity of beans.
Interesting.
I'll put more beans in a burrito than I would in a taco.
Okay.
Hence, a bean burrito.
And three, what was the third one? I lost it. It'll come back to me.
Size?
Rice?
Oh, yes. Quantity of ingredients total. Like, if you're going to roll it up, you're going to have this nice, fat burrito at the end with a lot of stuff in there. Mm-hmm. With a taco, you're probably going to be a little skinnier because you know you need to be able to fold it just into a half moon.
I think also that comes back a little bit to size, quantity or size, because you could, if you go to a restaurant and you get one taco, that's sad. If you go to the restaurant and you get one burrito, okay, that's a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually you need two or three tacos.
True.
Okay.
So we need to patent the mini burrito is what you're saying.
The mini burrito that's gets eaten by the
space,
the guinea pig or whatever.
I feel like that's what you get at Taco Bell. I think the mini burrito are the frozen ones you get and you nuke in the microwave for a minute. Those are...
Yeah.
Oh, the
classic. I would still call them burritos, though.
Yeah.
Right, because they're wrapped and they contain a high portion of beans.
I do like those. The tortillas on those are like different than normal tortillas.
They are not
so
tortillas.
Fake, but they're so good.
Whatever they are, they're not tortillas. They are the pizza crust version of a frozen pizza.
Yes.
in tortilla form. Like whatever the crust is on a Totino's pizza.
Man, I used to take like a couple of those frozen burritos, heat them up, and then when they're almost all the way heated, you put some cheddar cheese on top, melt that bad boy, finish heating them, pour some Taco Bell hot sauce over the top. Oh, it's a good time.
Now it's an enchilada.
This seems like a lot of work that you're putting into something that's low quality to begin with. Like, why not just actually start with good food and then you don't have to go to all this effort to make it
good?
They don't
sell good food in the frozen aisle for $2 at Meijer.
This is true. This is true.
It's true. Although it's 2023, so they no longer sell good food in the frozen aisle for $2 at Meijer.
$5.
$5. $6. $7 this month.
So for the burrito taco question then? I agree. There's a size difference. And like usually like if you look at like tortillas, there's like a large size and a small size, or a normal size and a big size. And they're labeled like burrito and taco, more or less. So if that depending on which you're starting, that's what you're making in my mind.
There's also fajita size, which I don't know, is that in the middle somewhere? I don't know.
Probably.
Then there's also like chipotle size, which is gigantic.
Yes.
Right, and while I would generally agree, I have also made tacos with the burrito sized tortillas.
Really? You just make one giant taco.
It's a big taco.
See, it's wonderful. I remember like the double, or what were they were called?
Double decker?
No, they were like the big border tacos that you could get at Taco Bell for a limited time. It was like 1.5 size of normal taco, and I think they used like a burrito shell for them.
Hmm.
It might have been a double decker. Big border or something like that.
I think
they were fantastic.
Trump locked down the big border.
No, he locked down the little border. We still have the big border up north.
Okay.
That's very true. Shout out to all our friends up north.
All five of them.
Say the sound of Canadian crickets chirping.
So how often do you actually put beans on a taco?
Always. I always do refried beans.
Okay, but refried beans.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you gotta clarify beans then.
Yes, because there's a difference between refried beans and then like a black bean or a pinto bean. Because would you ever put black or pinto beans on a quote taco and call it a taco, or are those specifically reserved for something you're making as a burrito?
No, but I also don't even like those that much in burritos, but it's, you kind of don't have a choice. If I could put refried beans in a burrito, I would, but when you go to Chipotle or Qdoba, it's black bean or brown bean.
How about we do this? We just ask the question, hey, we're having burritos tonight for dinner. What do you put in it? Or, hey, we're having tacos tonight for dinner. What do you put on it? Like, what's your typical
I reply taco to the group chat and say, can we have tacos instead if you say we're having burritos?
Really?
Yeah.
Lucas is just that strongly anti-burrito.
Oh, I'm very pro-taco.
So for me, the base taco would just be a ground meat seasoned with taco seasoning, some lettuce.
You said taco seasoning.
Yes.
Can you put your taco meat into a burrito?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's just meat seasoning?
Yes. But you call it taco season. Don't get bogged down.
I'm just saying we kicked away fajitas for the same reason. But continue.
So make some burrito seasoning. What's that going to taste like?
Hey,
taco seasoning.
$1 million idea. Burrito seasoning.
Right.
We just take taco seasoning and resell it
as burrito seasoning. Tacos do have a different flavor too, right? Like there's the combination of spices that make up taco seasoning. Mm-hmm. That's what you're expecting when you have a taco. With a burrito, you put different things in it. You could put
pico de gallo.
No, like guacamole. Like barbacoa or ground beef or chicken or something like that.
Steak.
Right. It's a little
bit. But you can put all those things in a taco as well.
You can, but typically when you say, hey, we're having tacos tonight for dinner, what do you think of? I think of
seasoned ground beef.
Seasoned ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of either hot sauce or taco sauce, some cheese, some lettuce in a shell.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically what I think of as a taco.
All right. Now that you've mentioned lettuce, my question is, would you put lettuce in a burrito?
You could.
But would you?
I personally would not, but I've seen people do it.
Okay. And then would you put rice in a taco?
That'd be weird.
Would you put rice in a burrito?
Oh, yeah.
See, because I think there's like all the Mexican ingredients that are in like, some of them are in everything. And tacos and burritos share like, what, 80, 85% of the same ingredients, generally speaking. But I feel like lettuce kind of belongs more in the taco category. Rice and non-refried beans belong in the burrito category. It's fair.
I'm on board with that.
So you've got this Venn diagram going.
Mm-hmm.
And off on its own in the bottom right corner is fajita.
Correct.
And off on its own in the bottom left corner is fish taco.
Oh, don't. We are not talking fish tacos. I will go off and be extremely upset.
Somewhere over there in the back of corner, there's chimichanga.
And then right in the dead center, but not touching anything else, in gold font, is the Choco Taco.
May it rest in peace.
Pour one out.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm actually with you on that. Like, yeah, you could put lettuce in a burrito, but why? Because when I'm thinking of that, I'm like, you're going to get the lettuce all soggy because you're putting wet ingredients in your burrito. Like, mm-hmm. That's the point of it. And a taco feels drier to me.
Okay. Depending on the size of the burrito, a burrito is also more mobile to eat. It's kind of hard to eat a taco while driving.
Out the back end.
If it's mm-hmm. overstuffed, it can be very difficult to eat a burrito. But if it's made correctly, you can eat a burrito mobily.
Okay. So if you wanted to get a burrito, let's assume you're not making it at home, okay? Because like a lot of times they're like, oh, I can make whatever better at home. Where do you want to go to get your burrito and what are you getting?
I don't want to do any of it.
He says, let's go out for tacos.
Okay, so if you're Lucas, when you're going out for tacos, where are you going? What are you getting? Everybody else, where are we going for a burrito?
Taco Bell.
What? The world's your oyster and you're going to Taco Bell.
The only Mexican food I like is if I make it at home or if it's cheap, crappy, not real Mexican food from Taco Bell. That's the only two categories I like.
Okay. I don't get burritos.
You don't go places
to get burritos. I get burrito bowls with a side of chips.
Okay.
Okay, but so you could answer what are you getting in the burrito bowl?
I can answer that.
Okay. So for me, it's Chipotle or Qdoba, whatever is either closest or whatever other people want. Like to me, they're basically the same. And so when I go there, I'm going to go, you know, talk to the glassy eyed high school student behind the counter and say, okay, can I get a burrito? Steak as the protein. Beans? Yes. Rice? Yes.
What kind of beans? What kind of rice? What kind of meat?
Both kinds of beans, probably brown rice if they offer it, otherwise white rice. What else are they going to have behind the counter there?
You're going to have all your different salsas.
If you're at Qdoba, you can have option of queso.
Right. Does Chipotle also offer queso?
If they do, it's an extra that costs like $3.
And it's nasty.
Okay.
Because they don't use fake ingredients.
Okay. So if I'm at Qdoba, I'm also throwing on some queso.
Okay.
Absolutely. At that point, I'm starting to get now a little bit stringy about the rest of my ingredients because I'm like, okay, this is going to be a pretty big burrito by the time I'm done here. So I need to be careful what I'm asking for next. And so they'll be like, do you want cheese? Yes, depending on what sort of cheese they offer, like any sort of Mexican blend I'm fine with. Then I suppose as far as salsas, that's going to vary based on day to day. I'm good with basically anything. If I'm feeling adventurous, I might try something a little bit off the beaten path. Otherwise, I'm like, give me a medium or medium hot salsa. Like, I don't need a Carolina Reaper out here. I'm not out here to prove a point. But anything else just tends to be, oh, this is... You put more moisture in the burrito. You didn't actually add any flavor.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you say to the second glassy-eyed high school student who checks you out at the counter when they ask if you want to round up your purchase to the nearest dollar to help get education for children?
Not today.
There you go.
Same thing works if somebody asks you to help them jump their vehicle. You just say, hey, not today.
If you're still here tomorrow.
Catch me tomorrow.
We'll talk.
My go-to, so I think basically just talking Qdoba and Chipotle. If you're getting any sort of queso, go to Qdoba. That's going to be your better bet. However, my wife is going to shellack me for this, but I think Chipotle has the better tasting ingredients to build your entree. Like, I think it's higher quality for the most part. So I think it tastes a little bit better, aside from queso. But I get the burrito bowl, Usually chicken, brown rice, black beans, corn salsa, pico de gallo, done.
Mm.
Chips. You gotta get the chips.
Okay. So you all have a bunch of wrong answers. So here's the correct one. You go to Big Burrito off campus. Okay. And
is that on Drake?
Yes. Big Burrito. Fantastic, fantastic job in everything they do. But the Big Burrito of the name is the defining characteristic of Big Burrito. So I go then and get the literal Big Burrito, which is a big burrito. Like we're talking.
Hold on. Did you say the little Big Burrito?
The literal Big Burrito.
Oh, the literal Big Burrito.
There's an item on their menu called the Big Burrito.
Yes.
Okay.
The title of the company is Big Burrito, and they sell a Big Burrito.
Right, but I heard Little Big Burrito. I'm like, so is this the sort of place that says we have the Big Burrito, and then we have the Little Big Burrito?
Then we got the Big, Big Burrito.
We got the Tall Short Stack.
No, they have a Classic Burrito, which is smaller, and then just the Big Burrito.
Okay.
And the Big Burrito is, I would say, 10 to 12 inches long when it's all rolled up and everything, and diameter of about, like, a large orange, I would say.
Why not go with a grapefruit?
Like one of those Sam's Club GMO oranges, or
inches.
It is a massive hunk of tasty goodness.
Basically, you could give it to a high school senior instead of a sack of flour to carry with them for a week to see if they can take care of a kid. It's about the same size
of a small baby. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So you get your small baby burrito.
Yes. And
your small baby big burrito.
And so here's what goes into that. Your protein is their barbacoa. Other things that they have are fine, but nothing like their barbacoa is top notch. Into that goes rice, which is their white rice, beans, which is refried beans. They have lettuce as an option, which I just leave there just so there's something green with it.
So you can deceive yourself into thinking that there's some sort of nutritional impact here that's positive?
Yes, because lettuce has so much nutritional value.
Especially the iceberg, man. Oh, got to tell you what. Feels so light and fresh.
It's crunchy water.
It is called iceberg. What did you expect?
shredded cheese. And if I'm feeling frisky, I'll add the queso. But it's not like a queso that like sets it over the top. Because it's already such a big, hearty, good burrito. And then they have both like a hot and a mild salsa. And their hot salsa is fantastic. It has just the right amount of heat, but really good flavor. And so I'll douse it in that. And I'll probably also douse it in the green salsa because I love green salsa too. And that thing disappears very, very quickly. And I'm less satisfied and full. But it doesn't, somehow all that food doesn't feel like heavy. Like whatever the ingredients they're using, it's kind of like that fresh sort of feel. But they roll and grill their burritos. So it's like, you can't, I started eating it with my hands, but about halfway through, gravity has taken over the bottom of the burrito and found its way into my hand and onto my lap. So you kind of end up having to like keep napkins at hand and eat it like a caveman, which is also part of the fun experience.
But what about getting, I don't know, some utensils and a plate?
So easy, a caveman can do it.
Because part of the fun of a burrito or a taco or whatnot is you can just eat it with your hands. You don't need to break out all these forks and knives.
Not a burrito of that size, though. At that point, you've lost the game.
No, because there's also kind of like the fun challenge of trying to eat this big burrito with your hands. It's fantastic. I enjoy it very, very much.
It's like trying to eat a small baby with your hands.
Yes. Like, it would feel wrong to do that with a fork and a knife.
Wait a minute. Otherwise, it feels fine.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Having never been to Big Burrito,
mm-hmm.
I need to know. Do they have a glassy-eyed high school student behind the counter?
They would have a glassy-eyed college student because it's right off campus.
Ooh, yep. An upgrade.
Yep. Yep. And maybe not glassy-eyed, maybe just kind of like...
stoned.
Despondent.
Red-eyed.
Yeah, depending on which day you go in. Yeah, the weekend staff is generally pretty much out of it, which is usually when I go in. So now that we have officially jumped the shark on that topic and having maybe not actually found a solution... Mm-hmm. Or a hard line between what is a burrito and what is a taco. What are we doing next?
Our next activity is called Bean Boozled by Jelly Belly Company. And what this is a game or a challenge where you get two Jelly Bellies that look exactly alike, but one of them tastes normal, like a delicious flavor of like strawberry banana smoothie or pomegranate or birthday cake, and the other one tastes like something disgusting. So we're going to challenge ourselves to see who gets which beans. So there's several different flavors here, and the package that I got, some of them we have enough that everyone could try one, and some of them we're going to have to face off in some sort of challenge. So basically, I need to start two volunteers to decide that they want to try to eat a Jelly Belly, and I will hand them to them, and they get to decide if it was the good one or the bad one, and then we can take their reactions.
In the words of Katniss Everdeen, I volunteer as tribute.
Okay, we got one volunteer. Who else would like to volunteer?
I'm very scared of this challenge, so I'm hoping Kevin will volunteer.
Or Jacob. Oh, I'll volunteer. Okay, so we're going to start. This is one that we only have two Jelly Bellies. They look the same. They are green with little flecks of darker green on them. One of them tastes like a delicious, juicy pear. And one of them tastes like booger.
So, how would you know what booger tastes like?
I've spent enough time. My kids have kissed me and stuff like that.
Wow. Throw the kids under the bus.
I've also been known to mine Choice Gold Nugget.
Okay, so you know how you have those little syringes for when your child has a cold?
Oh, no! Wait.
I don't know if I want you to finish this thought, because my imagination is going crazy.
I don't think it's a syringe. I think it's like a turkey baster. Yeah. It's what you're thinking of.
Yeah. The little blue cone, right?
Yeah, the little blue cone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? The little blue cone of snot. Yeah.
Well, the problem is, what happens if you lose one of those, but your child's congested?
Oh, come on. You get something called a nose Frida. And, well, it's basically the same thing.
Just tell them, breathe through your mouth. I ain't doing that.
No, you stick one end on their nose, and then there's a tube that comes out, and you put it on your mouth, and you go, and you suck the snot out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you get a long enough tube. That you...
It's a long tube, and there's also... Like,
all you have to do is get a siphon going, and then you can back up.
Keep your head up, and then hose down low.
I feel like whichever one of us gets
once you start seeing gray matter,
it's going to have a very intense experience based on the conversation we just had.
All right, so... Eat your Jelly Belly.
Oh, you're both hanging in there, so...
So, what were the two flavors?
Juicy pear and booger.
I'm not sure there's that much of a difference between a juicy pear and a booger at this point.
The mouth smacking sounds are really, really disturbing, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I think I got juicy pear.
Because I think I got the booger.
Wait, so what our first round is that? We don't know. We're just pig enough to like them both?
No, I didn't say I liked it. I said I think I got the booger.
I definitely got juicy pear.
Okay. Here's what it tastes like to me. It tastes like jalapeno buttered popcorn.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Got some weird boogers.
I'm just saying that's what I guess it's supposed to. It doesn't taste like any boogers I've tasted.
Okay.
But it tastes like buttered popcorn jalapeno.
Well, moving on, is it me and Kevin next then?
Yes, you two will face off. And
should you tell them the flavor or see if they can guess it?
No, I want to be prepared.
Well,
I want to know.
We've got
because here's the thing: if you don't get prompted, you're just gonna be like, "This tastes good" or "This doesn't taste good."
We'll give you guys an easy one. Okay, so there's another one. It's a little blue, the blue pill from the Matrix.
Oh, this one's easy.
Down to him. The two flavors here are either berry blue or toothpaste.
Not blueberry. Berry blue.
Berry correct.
Was blueberry trademark?
It's like blue raspberry flavor, you know.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
I got toothpaste. I like it.
Is it minty? It's probably just minty.
It's great.
Minty toothpaste?
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Are you sure they're different?
They could.
This tastes like toothpaste. It's good.
They could both be toothpaste, potentially.
I like it.
So you would go for a toothpaste jelly bean.
Yeah, this should be an actual flavor of jelly bean.
Probably just mint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's already something that you're willing to put in your mouth to begin with.
That's true.
Just like booger.
An easy one to start with. So now we're going to transition to one. This one, we've got four of these beans.
Oh, boy.
So we'll each get one. The two different flavors we have here are a delicious toasted marshmallow or No. Stink bug. Now, growing up in Pawpaw, we had our fair run-in with stink bugs. Usually at about 2 in the morning, you'd roll over one in your bed, and you'd smell stank bug, and you have to try and find in the dark.
That telltale crunch. Dude, one time one got inside my pillowcase.
Oh!
That was rough.
Yep. Yep.
So, commence eating your Jelly Belly.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is marshmallow. That's so good.
This is definitely not marshmallow.
This does not taste good, but it does not taste like stink bug.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Mine's definitely marshmallow. So it doesn't. It tastes bad.
Yeah,
but it doesn't taste like the smell of stink bug.
No. Doesn't taste like the taste of stink bug either.
How do you know what the taste of stink bug smells? What?
It's like Luke's had one in his pillow. Kevin had one in his mouth.
Yeah, it doesn't taste good, but they didn't nail the stink bug. Flavor,
which I'm grateful for.
What does it taste like?
I say this should be throwing me back to like the bedroom upstairs in the Pawpaw house, and it's not. It's just not. It's just okay.
Well, here's one of the things that we're getting with this is like they still have like a candy shell. So whatever flavor that they're throwing in there with you still has a sweetness to it.
That's true.
So it's like a sweet stink bug, which then isn't quite as bad, I guess.
A sweet
like
bug.
They need to make it like
it's not bitter.
Yeah, like if you really wanted to be like, oh, that tastes like stink bug, it needed to be bitter. Or at least not sweet.
All right. I want to do this one next. This was another four-part one, so we each get one. This could either be cappuccino for our coffee lovers.
It's called a cappuccino.
Or
see what it costs.
Liver and onions.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so which one is the desirable one?
Well, okay, I don't think I've ever had liver, so I'm not even sure what I'd be tasting here.
I have had onion.
And I will say,
that one
this
I know.
Looks like a kidney.
It's not a kidney. It could either be cappuccino, which will taste like very strong coffee with Paisley's Jelly Belly. It'll taste sweet. Or it could be liver and onions.
I think this one will be obvious because cappuccino is pretty. Mm-hmm. I've had cappuccino jelly beans before.
Down the hatch.
Oh.
Yep.
Man, that's bad.
That's not pleasant.
That's disgusting. I definitely have cappuccino.
Oh.
Oh, man.
What do you have, Kevin?
Liver and onion.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh, man, it really does taste like onion.
I swallowed it already. I'm done. I'm just over here milking my cappuccino.
I'm very intrigued in experiencing this liver flavor. I'm like, maybe I should try liver sometime.
There's lots of onion.
You could be
in
the
it.
New Liver King. No?
I don't know Liver King.
Oh.
That was pretty gross.
I'm going to need more water.
That tasted like a bad stew or something.
Like a rotten onion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want. Oh, I got it stuck on my teeth. It keeps coming back. Next one we're going to do is a birthday cake or dirty dishwasher.
Is it dirty dishwasher or dirty dishwater?
Dirty dishwater. Dirty dishwasher is me when I'm dancing.
It's like metal.
While I'm washing the dishes. Oh. Commence.
I hope for birthday cake.
I definitely got dishwater.
Dishwater?
Oh, yo. That's not good.
Either I have.
And there was the first spit out.
Good. Oh, that's awful. Oh.
Either my luck is exceedingly bad or Jelly Belly is really dropping the ball with these flavors because I think I've missed every single one so far.
You keep getting the bad ones?
Mm-hmm.
What does it taste like?
Not birthday cake.
Oh, man.
See, mine didn't taste bad. But it didn't taste a lot like birthday cake.
It's like if you take a sponge.
I literally had birthday cake like an hour ago. This does not taste like that.
That's bad.
Does it have, what does it taste like though?
So if you have a sponge that's full of water and you just kind of leave it out.
Yep.
And let it sit there and get that mildewy thing.
Yep.
And then you took a bite out of it.
Yeah, it tastes
that's
like
what
mildew.
It tastes like.
Yeah, I'd say they got that one at least pretty good.
Wow.
So that was pretty nasty, huh?
Or it's like if you're... if your bathroom is perpetually humid and never dries out, and you leave your towels in it.
And then eat them.
And then eat them. That's what it's like.
All right, the next one is just a challenge for Lucas and Kevin.
Because we only have really two. Need a win.
You guys got the easy one with the toothpaste and berry blue. So now this one could either be a delicious peach, a juicy peach from Georgia, or barf.
Oh, man.
Oh, we already know Kevin always gets the bad ones. So his is going to taste like bile.
this is one of the... Here's the problem. This is one of the flavors that, like, I actively hate.
Maybe you'll get peach.
Like,
don't
maybe you'll
don't
get
we
peach.
All?
But like, here's the thing. Like, okay, dirty dishwater. I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't want to eat that, but like, I can envision it. But like,
Luke's is giving the barf bucket
every,
to the boy who may have just gotten
memory
the barf
or
bean.
Thought or any association I have with the taste or the smell of vomit is negative.
That's why they
I will
made
say,
it to us.
And
if
so
you
like,
do get it, it's better to spit choice. It out than to if it makes if it's gonna make you actually throw up, it's better to just spit it out.
Oh, it's good. Wait. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Kevin?
I think this is fine.
You get two peaches?
It doesn't taste like stomach acid.
No. Does it taste like peach?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, looks like it was a bust. We got double peaches.
Mm. That's disappointing.
Mine might have been the vomit one, but it's not. Like, it's sweet.
It's not true. Yeah,
it's sweet vomit.
It's a sweet vomit.
Okay. It's a sweet vomit.
Like, if you just ate a bunch of peaches, and then you threw up.
No. Oh. Okay. So it's a nice sweet vomit. The next one we're going to go with. Fifth one sounds fun. This is one we all get to enjoy. This is the classic Jelly Belly flavor Tutti Frutti, which I don't know. It's just like a fruit flavor. Or Stinky Socks.
Oh, boy.
Whose Stinky Socks? Because
Mr. Jelly Belly's Stinky Socks.
Okay. I'm imagining just like
Stinky
gym
socks come in many varieties.
Well, we'll find. Someone's going to find out.
Probably.
I'm good.
Tutti Frutti.
Definitely socks.
Oh, wait a minute. Something's coming through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tutti Frutti is like bubblegum. So if it's not bubblegum,
this flavor is very undesirable.
There's like a salt.
Well, it's probably because like sweat.
Don't make me think about that.
Because sweat.
He's not wrong.
Kevin, what'd you get?
At first, I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. Maybe I got the Tutti Frutti. And then it hit. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm so glad. Same with me. There's a little bit of delayed reaction.
How many more of these do we have?
Give some more of these to Lucas.
No.
We need him to get a Stinky Sock.
Wait, we have more of the...
Yes.
So Lucas is going to eat some of these until he hopefully finds a Stinky Sock.
Oh, no.
We've got four more left. So if he gets four Tutti Fruities, he's a lucky man. But he's going to get some socks in here somewhere. It's going to start like Tutti Frutti, and then it hits you.
If I just tell you that I got one, I can be done. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. We got to see it in your face.
Yep. I found it.
Is this it's a salty? There's like a little salt note in there.
Yep.
Now you got to finish the rest
still,
of
them. Right, a little bit still, of a gym bag still, going on. I don't feel like I'm getting the full gym bag vibe from it.
That's not too bad.
Do they have rancid hockey gear as a flavor?
Oof. They do not. But we do have dead fish.
Okay.
So we all get a dead fish.
Dead fish taco?
Or potentially a strawberry banana smoothie.
Come on.
I'm allergic to bananas, so that may make me throw up anyway.
Fish.
I'm sure there's no real banana in it.
Here we go.
Just for the record, all fish tacos are dead fish tacos.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I got fish. Wow. They did a good job on that one.
Nope.
That is dead fish.
Nope.
What's the winner flavor?
Strawberry banana smoothie.
Yeah, it's good.
Whoa.
You want to try another one? See if you can get fish?
I do not.
It tastes like tuna is what it tastes like. But like
bad tuna. Cat food. It's like cat food.
Not that I know what that one is, but oh my gosh.
That was bad. Dead fish was nasty.
This is almost worse than a fish taco, but that would be very difficult to get worse than a fish taco. And they are, oh man. Okay, I get what you talk about where it kind of like sticks in your teeth and you can't quite get it out.
Yeah, and just the flavor keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's jelly.
Wow.
Strawberry banana smoothie kind
of
slaps.
And the only way to get it out of your teeth is to use your tongue, which lets you taste it more.
Do you want to try another one and see if you can get a dead fish?
Not really.
Maybe get another strawberry banana
something
smoothie.
Stronger than water over here.
Got the fish.
Oh, man. That fish is nasty.
This is a bad fish stick.
Like, I feel like it needs ketchup.
I'll pass.
It
needs what? Ketchup?
Ketchup.
What?
So does anyone remember?
It needs tartar sauce.
Does anyone remember what our mother's favorite Jelly Belly flavor is?
I'm guessing popcorn.
I want
buttered popcorn.
Yeah,
buttered popcorn.
Actually, I wouldn't have guessed buttered popcorn, but the ones you're handing out look like buttered popcorn, and so I figured, you know, based on context, it seemed like a good guess.
So yes, we are on to the buttered popcorn,
like movie theater buttered popcorn.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
the good stuff, not the real stuff.
So quick aside. I went to a supply house for our electrical supplies, and they have like one of those popcorn stands, and then they had like a seasoning you could put on your popcorn.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, seasoning, great. I sprinkled down there, and I think it was all just salt.
Oh,
because man. I went to start eating it, and it is the saltiest salt thing I have ever put in my mouth. And I had covered my whole sleeve of my already buttered popcorn with this heavy, heavy salt. And I was quite sad because I didn't know that until I left the shop and I got to the job site. I was like, hey, I'm going to have my popcorn. And it was not good.
So what could this be besides buttered popcorn?
You'll have to try and figure that out.
Ooh, what? I like it.
Buttered popcorn or mystery?
Okay.
I don't like this.
Oh.
I got mystery for sure. Oh. This is not buttered popcorn.
This is bad. This is bad. How are you doing, Lucas?
Yeah, it's not good.
That's not good.
It tastes like rancid corn. Oh. Yeah? That's what I'm getting on my mind.
Mm, I know what it is.
What is it?
Rotten egg?
Yep.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Ugh. Yeah.
That was bad. Mm. Wow. Okay, we only have one more flavor to go in this whole...
Also, shout out to Lucas for nailing that.
Ugh.
I remembered it from when he read it off air.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't want to know how, but...
Okay, this is the one that has me most concerned.
Why so?
Because this could either be delicious pomegranate or... The flavor profile could be old bandage.
Oh.
Old
bandage? That doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah. No, like young bandage. Young bandages are delicious.
So if it tastes a little bit like metal, it's old bandage, right?
It is old bandage.
Oh, pomegranate. Yep. Thank goodness.
Buzz up. We got pomegranate.
There you go. Wow. Ugh.
Wow. That's not good. What does old bandage taste like?
Oh. I would say it literally tastes like an old bandage. Like that. Oh, I'm living through it right now. Hang on.
You bite the fry, and fry bites back. So there I was, getting out of the operating room.
It tastes like a hospital. Like just that, almost like the, you know, kind of like the smell of that stuff you have to wash your hands with before you go into you know, that, orangey brown soap or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tastes like the smell of that. Where it's just like that very, I don't know what that scent is, but like, it's like, call it a hospital.
Like sanitary.
Smell.
Yeah.
Do we have any more of those beans?
Oh, the old bandage beans?
Yes.
I've got two left.
Because I'm just trying to figure out, like, because the pomegranate's good. And so I'm like, is it worth the risk? Because I might just get another pomegranate.
I think you should experience it if you can experience it.
Yeah, no. I did put an eclair on your thing if you need to get rid of a flavor.
Brother, you love me.
Oh. Brother, you tolerate me.
Mm.
Actually, thank you for the water refill. I do appreciate that.
It was necessary.
All right. Here we go. Take number two.
Let's see if he gets another pomegranate.
No, it's old bandage.
Oh,
what does it taste like?
Doesn't taste like blood.
Because he's a vampire.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Hmm.
Kind of tastes like the smell of a brand new Band-Aid.
No, it doesn't.
No?
No. It does sort of have that like plastically, like latexy artificial profile to it a little bit. But I see where you're coming from with like that. Like that artificially sterile hospital smell.
Ugh.
To where it's like, I am in a building that is like...
People are dying.
I was going to say it's like...
Tastes like
here
death.
Are the things that live and literally everything else in this building needs to be dead.
Huh?
Mm. Like killing off the germs, the bacteria and stuff.
Oh.
Right. It's like there will be no unauthorized reproducing entity in this building.
Mm-hmm. It tastes sterile.
Yes.
Sterile.
Which is kind of like the opposite of an old bandage when you think about it.
This is true.
So that's the end of that challenge. The
I
next
felt
one,
bean-boozled.
Did you feel bean-boozled?
I think I went like 5 for 5 there at the end. Or 0 for 5, depending on how you want to think about it.
The next one I have is a bean-boozled challenge, but it's all spicy jelly beans. So the question is, how hot can you handle? And we have 5 levels of spice. The first one is sriracha. The next one is jalapeno. Going up from there is cayenne. And then it's habanero. And then Carolina Reaper is the hottest one. I don't know if any of you have watched challenges on YouTube of spicy beans. Not spicy beans. Spicy peppers.
I've seen a few.
Or, Hot ones, wings.
Yep. This is the last dab.
Oh, no, I'm not participating in this.
You don't even want to try like the sriracha one?
Sriracha? You like sriracha.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Morpheus. Okay, so
just stay over in the corner with your cool underwear, whatever. I don't care.
Wow. That's sriracha.
We got that one pretty good.
Yeah. That's got some pop to it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. For a jelly bean?
Yeah. Jelly bean, that's got some pop.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize sriracha was so hot.
We do have milk in the fridge.
That was... This has me concerned now.
Why do you think I'm not participating?
That was... Well, here's the thing. Like, I've had jalapeno. And so I'm like, okay, if sriracha is a level below that, and I've had jalapeno, I know what that's like.
Mm-hmm. Did I grab the wrong one?
You know, that would be hilarious.
That's a possibility.
That maybe we started at level 5. I doubt it.
No,
but no, because that tastes like sriracha.
Yeah, yeah, it does have a sriracha flavor to it. Wow.
And the Carolina Reaper tastes like death, so, I mean, it doesn't taste like death.
That was surprisingly spicy. Yeah. That was spicier than I was expecting. So the next level up is jalapeno. Now, jalapeno, I'm thinking of like the jalapeno crunchers chips.
Ooh, I do like those.
Those are good.
Have you ever just taken a straight bite out of jalapeno with the seeds and stuff in it?
Yes.
That's what I'm expecting.
More like a garden flavor.
Garden variety jalapeno.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, this is milder than sriracha.
It does. Yeah, it does seem milder. No, we'll see, because jalapeno is like a
slow build.
Mm-hmm. It's a slower build.
Ooh. You gotta be careful when you swallow it. It's the back of your throat.
Yes, there's a tactic to...
I messed that one up.
When how you want to go? Yeah,
dissolve it.
You okay over there, boss?
You
living?
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Good to hear.
Yep.
Someday when our Patreon takes off, we're going to have video component to this podcast, and this will be even better on that. We'll have to do more of these kind of things.
Oh yes. When we finally land that 32-degree sponsorship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, jalapeno. So the next one they say is cayenne.
This is where I'm starting to get worried.
Is Cheyenne?
No.
I've been known to put the slightest dusting of cayenne pepper on my burgers when I make them.
I'm like, I'm okay.
Pairs well with ground beef.
How about a whole bean?
Nada.
I'm okay with cayenne pepper in very limited quantities. I'm afraid this is just going to be like, yeah, you just sort of pulled the spice bottle out and took a lick.
Okay, so we'll do that.
And we're licking the spice bottle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, flavor. Got some flavor.
Flavor's all right. Maybe.
Yeah.
So,
it's a little more bitter than I would like.
Really, for me, it's when I swallow. It hits the back of my throat. That's where it gets me.
Ah, there you go.
So you got the key is chewing it up really, really good so that you're just swallowing like saliva that's like heavily diluted. If you swallow it too soon, it's too concentrated.
Well, I screwed that one up.
Yeah, that like still the worst one so far has actually been the sriracha.
We're on level 3 of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Three of five.
I still have this problem of now all the new beans are mixing with the flavors of the remnants of the old beans that are still chilling in my molars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird experience.
The next one is a habanero. The three habaneros.
Now, habaneros are a little like citrusy, aren't they? Or like they're a little brighter. They're not just hot.
So like a mango habanero is a really common flavor for like wings and stuff. And that's actually my favorite like wings flavor is the mango habanero. That's the sauce that I have in my fridge. Like, if I go anywhere, I'm getting that. Or if I go to Wings, etc., I'll actually sometimes get the wall sauce, which is, like, their hottest. But I prefer, like, the flavor of the mango and habanero, which is, like, the step down from the wall sauce.
Right.
So. All right. Mango's in?
Habanero.
Habanero's in. No mangoes here today.
Oh, yeah. Man, if there was a mango one, I'd go for that.
For me, habanero is, like, okay, at this point, now we're just playing the heat game. We're not playing the flavor game.
Hmm. Hmm. That candy shell is good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the jelly belly that's got the heat.
This one actually tastes hot. Like, it was the first one I'm really starting to like, okay, that's affecting like the palate.
Oh, this is just now affecting your palate?
Yeah. Because like this sensation in my mouth right now, that's what I like about like getting the mango habanero wings and stuff. Because it's like your mouth really starts to kind of tingle.
Oh, it's tingling.
My mouth's been tingling since sriracha. What are you talking about?
It's not like taking the breath away or like my eyes aren't deeply watering yet or anything like that. So.
My nose is running a bit.
Okay,
that's nice. Got
little runny nose there. Oh man, every device. It's the swallowing. It's the back of the throat that's most sensitive.
Mm-hmm. I know that was fine. I just feel like I'm vibing over here. You know,
he's vibing.
Good time.
Just along for the Wilbur Scoville ride.
Yeah, I was gonna say, at this point, like, my mouth is just numb, so it's whatever.
All right.
Now the hottest, Carolina Repair.
Are we ready for this? Let's go. Good candy shell.
I don't like where this is going. Oh, mommy, hold me.
Mommy, hold me?
I'm scared.
See, I feel like the habanero was harder. Or hotter. No, it's harder.
Whoa. Hanging in there?
I am. Here's the problem. The habanero at least tasted good. Mm. This is hot and also does not taste good.
Hmm. Was that the hottest so far we've had?
I thought the habanero was better. Or hotter.
Hotter. Well, that's good, because the one I just gave you was sriracha. We have not even had the Carolina Reaper yet.
Oh, no!
Here. This is a Carolina Reaper.
Is it black?
What? No.
Oh, okay.
It's red with purple flecks.
Oh, boy.
That was going back to level one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, like, thank you, because that explains, like, this wasn't what I was expecting.
This is...
You got Bean Boozled.
You got Bean Boozled.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Candy shell.
Mm-hmm.
Just, oh, man, I shouldn't have swallowed.
You fool.
Every time.
I told you
how to do it. I'm sorry. Oh, that is... That's been the hottest so far. That is distasteful. This is just going to the point of disgusting. Like, there's no point to this.
Yes, there is. It's called suffering.
It's called content.
It's called content.
Same thing. But it's...
Also, I think the more you keep your mouth closed and don't let air get in, and just breathe through your nose, the better it is.
Oh, it's the back of the throat. It's bad. Bad news. So, at some point, when you get so hot, it's like, it's no longer, you're not looking for flavor anymore. It's just make it hurt.
Yeah.
And that hurts.
See, I'm okay with that one.
There we go. Okay. I'm really starting to get the feel now that I've sort of moved it around in my mouth a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I feel my face warming up. Ooh, it is good. Am I turning red?
Warm me up on a cold winter day.
Mm-hmm. I feel like my face is flushed right now.
I feel like I'm crying. I probably shouldn't touch my eyes.
It's like my mouth is tingly.
Yeah.
But it's not like painful. And like my voice and throat and stuff are fine. Maybe just a little bit of eye watering. But I'm also looking into the window where it has the sun in it.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
You okay over
Jacob
there,
Jacob? Was a glassy-eyed high school student for a second there. I see some Mike and Ikes over there, and I know they're not going to betray me. They're just sweet and good.
Your friends Mike and Ike would never hurt you like Jelly Belly does.
I think what we got to do is we got to find a way to sneak one of these Carolina Reapers in one of Lucas's Mike and Ikes. and just see if we could make something happen.
Hide it in the middle of an eclair. I thought the habanero had good flavor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of like the habanero one.
Yeah. So... Okay, so this is the whole tray of everything that's
I also did not mind the jalapeno was good.
Oh,
it's a dangerous ice cube tray right there.
Mm-hmm. It feels like a thousand tiny little needles stabbing my tongue.
This is the weirdest version of Forbidden Snacks I've ever played.
Forbidden Snacks?
You know Forbidden Snacks?
I don't.
Oh, boy. We're going to have something to talk about after this podcast is done.
Is it anything like the One Chip Challenge?
No.
Because I want to try that.
It's a subreddit for things that look like food but aren't.
Oh, okay.
Like Tide Pods.
Like Tide Pods.
Tide Pods look like food.
If you present them correctly, yes.
Yeah. Interesting.